flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So when Deshaun Watson first faced allegations, I think we were all taken aback because when you watched him on TV, he seemed like the perfect guy.
Yeah.
You knew nothing about
ever since college.
Any off-field controversies. Mm-hmm. He seemed like this squeaky clean guy. But we've learned over the years, yeah, ain't no squeaky clean.
No, he's quite the opposite of that.
Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, another guy that you'd say, hey, we don't really know anything about him. He kicks field goals. Some say he's the best ever.
Always seemed like a nice guy. Nice,
seems like
normal,
a nice guy.
Normal dude.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, the Baltimore Banner came out with a lengthy article where he's accused of inappropriate sexual behavior towards 6 different massage therapists in the Baltimore area. The therapists, who remained anonymous out of fear of retaliation from Ravens and their fans, say the incidents took place between 2012 and 2016. So they're older,
mm-hmm,
allegations. 5 of the 6 massage therapists say Tucker asked them to massage his pelvic region or inner thighs while he was aroused.
Mm-hmm.
2 of the therapists then accuse him of brushing against them.
Yeah.
There's some of the therapists.
A lot of accusations of him like getting wrapped in, I guess, the towel or the drape, mm-hmm, I think they called it. And then him just wiggling his way out of it,
yeah,
to expose himself.
Yeah.
Some of the therapists said that his behavior made them so uncomfortable that they cut the session short or refused to work with him again. None went to law enforcement,
right,
to file their complaints.
Can I just ask one question? And I have no idea. I assume that the reports are accurate, but to be a devil's advocate, why is it coming out 10 years later?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Just because of the preponderance of people, and then they...
Happens often that allegations come out later. He's denied all of this, but let me add this. I saw this on Larry Brown Sports yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There are multiple tweets dating back to 20, probably because he's banned from every spot in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Here's one from another random guy
Don't
named
say
Jay.
The happy
Careful
word
what
again.
You say, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fun fact.
New to radio, JP Flay.
Justin Tucker blanks prematurely and is banned from multiple salons in Baltimore.
Hmm. But by the way, we got intel on this 2-3 days ago.
Yeah.
Dravy said,
yeah,
somebody said the Baltimore Banner on Monday at noon is going to do a story on Justin Tucker. Yeah, bombshell on Justin Tucker and his massage parlors. And so everybody went home at noon and was checking online to see if it came
out.
Yeah. So then on Tuesday, you kind of lose a little of your zeal. And then what did it come out yesterday?
I think the guy called on Wednesday and said it was going to happen today, Wednesday at noon.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. And then you guys asked me about it yesterday morning.
Yeah, it came out a day later.
I'm like, it didn't come out. This is a fake story.
Lost your steam for it.
Yeah. Here's another tweet from 2021. Third guy, totally different guy. Justin Tucker is canceled, but it's not my place to provide the reason. Let's just say he's been told by many massage places to never come back.
Persona non grata.
That could be a different guy, just same guy.
With three different Twitter handles.
I mean, it's not uncommon. Believe me, I get trolled by the same guy with different Twitter handles all the time.
Okay, it's possible. It's just, to me, this is, look. Ultimately, if you had a jury trial, you'd have to decide. There would be evidence on both sides. When you have multiple people saying something, I tend to believe it. Deshaun Watson could say he's innocent. I'm sorry. There aren't going to be 20 people.
Yeah. Here's what I would say if I was a defense.
It's one thing if it's one girl. If there's six of them, I agree with you.
What about this, though? What if I'm a defender? I'm a defense attorney, and I'm going to go with the defense of he's just a premature person. He just has a problem.
Man, I think that's a flimsy defense.
Because as far as I could tell, and I only glanced at the story because it is disgusting and I don't want to read about it, believe it or not.
Oh, I read every letter.
No, yeah, I glanced. You did, didn't you? I glanced it. But what I looked, salacious. What I saw, I didn't see anybody where he said, hey, will you do this for me? Like, everything was insinuated by his body movements.
Sure.
But he never verbally said, from what I saw. Now, I'm sure
that Deshaun did that either. I don't know that they said,
can you help me out here?
A Surhoff.
Well, you just said, can you help me out?
I mean, it sounded like from the reporting that he would.
He wiggled his way around.
He would brush his unit against the woman's arm and make the woman uncomfortable. Like,
right. That's wrong.
Certainly something.
That's wrong. If he did that, that's wrong. Yeah. Well, but I'm just saying, as a defense attorney, hey, listen, I'll be honest with you. He's had a problem with
a PE guy.
He's a PE guy.
Yeah. I just think that would get laughed out of court.
There are guys that are like that.
Sure, yeah, but I think that's fine. The problem is that there's contact here, and he's telling them to rub certain areas by it, and then he's kind of like moving around.
When you give your PE defense, I would counter by saying, well, then why did he keep going to massages if he has
he was trying to get tougher.
He was trying to overcome
But they also said that he was exposing himself.
Right.
So
by wiggling his way.
So that he was obviously taking the towel or whatever, the sheet off, so they could see.
He's like Houdini.
I'm not saying it would be a great defense. I'm just trying to come up with alternative
theories. There's a pattern of behavior here, and I don't know that he has said that this is incorrect. It's reported that two of the spas did, in fact, ban him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who gets banned from the massage parlor?
I'll tell you who. Perverts.
Right. Exactly.
Who gets banned from massage parlors, I would think.
EB.
Well, I'm also
Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the answer.
If one of the massage or multiple of those parlors, invited him back. So if he went back to the same one multiple times after doing this, I don't know why they would allow that.
Right.
Well, supposedly the girls said, I think I can handle him. Because one of the girls refused to work with him. Another girl said, I think I can handle it.
That was part of Justin Tucker and his lawyer's defense.
Why did they let me keep coming back?
No. He has emails from the massage parlor that was apparently banned him, like offering him, like, hey, we miss your services. Come back. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense.
You also don't know. There might be some women that played along with it.
That's why
that's what might bring him back.
Why
is
I'm
like,
reserving judgment.
Hey, if there's four massage therapists, let's just say we're all massage therapists, two of them might be like, this is a show. Get the F out of here. You're committing assault. Right? But another one might say, extra $100 or whatever it is.
Can you just be a normal person? Like when I massage Valdez's shoulders,
it's
okay?
So creepy.
He's just normal. He doesn't wiggle his way so his pants fall down.
That's what you
kind of groans a little bit though.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm providing him a
service. Have you ever asked him to massage your abs?
I will.
Never. We keep it like shoulders and up.
My abs don't bother
me. We keep it very professional.
If my butt bothered me, I think there's a 50% chance Cakes would massage it.
I would keep it professional.
This should be easy to prove, by the way. Mm-hmm. I know some of the places are out of business, but if he's banned, shouldn't there be some sort of record of him being banned?
Well, even if the place is extinct, they should have some sort of
an email. Yeah,
An email, a phone record. Shouldn't they have appointment records at these places?
I don't know, man. I've seen a million. I've actually gotten a massage at Massage Envy because my wife, when she was doing her physical competitions, became a member. But I've never gone to any of those like shape. There's a place right next to Subway
JP,
where I go.
These places aren't. These are high end places. Yeah. They have records.
Are you sure that they're all high end places?
Yes. Yes. It's a high end chain in Baltimore.
All of these places are high end places.
Right. They're not places.
I'm not familiar with the industry, so I don't know.
Well, no, it says it in the thing, and then also like before, I guess teams hired masseuses. Like players used to go to this place all the time, not just Justin Tucker,
right?
But,
yeah, no, I don't doubt it. You probably said, where are you guys going?
So your instincts to believe Tucker's side of it, Valdez, because you're a Ravens fan?
No.
Or do you think he's a creep?
No, I mean, I don't like the fact that you're guilty until proven innocent now. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when there's multiple accusers, that's the only thing. I tend to believe it, but you can never prove it unless there's a camera.
I'll never forget having that argument, JP, and you thought the Duke lacrosse guys were 99% guilty,
sure,
because prosecutors never bring a case unless it's, you know, and they were 100% innocent.
I was a shady prosecutor.
They were 100% innocent. So I'm reserving judgment here, but it doesn't look good.
But you didn't reserve judgment for Harvey Weinstein. You didn't reserve judgment for others.
I don't know if I did or not. I'll say this. In this particular case, it doesn't look good. And even if he's innocent, he's slandered forever unless you can get all six people to say, I was paid to lie.
His career is already over.
It's basically over. They're not, because
they're not going to bring him back.
They have a zero tolerance policy.
They're not going to bring him back.
How could they bring him back? And now it tarnishes everything, and maybe deservedly so.
Although, look at what happened with McManus.
I know, but this is completely different from McManus because
there's one incident.
It was one, and then
it was multiple accusers.
But the trigger word here is massage. Like right. you're automatically lumped in with Deshaun Watson,
company you want to be with.
Yeah, based off of the word massage.
I get it, but I'm saying McManus is back in the league after being accused of
what about
something
that
similar.
Hunter Ariza or whatever. Yeah. Is he back in the league?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't he kicking for the Chiefs?
But it still lingers with you.
Yeah, he's
still
in the Super Bowl.
You're still tainted with the allegation.
And look, Deshaun Watson is back in the league. So I don't know if his career is over. His career might be over with the Ravens.
It's over because it coincides with the downfall.
Well, there might be a desperate team out there that needs a kicker. And
you, EB, you wondered why is this coming out now?
Because the years are 2012 to 2016,
yes.
I think.
The writer of the story for the banner said he received an anonymous tip. And then he started looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
Started investigating.
What is the Baltimore
they
banner?
Say,
what do you mean, what
I think
that?
It's kind of like the city paper used to be here in D.C.
Uh-huh.
At least that's my interpretation.
It's an online paper?
It's not the Sun.
Yeah, I would assume it's online.
I mean, I literally never heard of
it. So,
but
this, look, you can believe what you want to believe, but I think this is important.
I believe
according
nothing.
To the story, most of the six women who shared firsthand accounts said they had not known each other before being contacted by the banner. Yet they gave strikingly similar accounts of Tucker's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The women asked to be identified by a letter to protect their privacy, fearing retaliation from the Ravens organization or fans. So,
but when did the tip come out? It's,
like, if they all worked at the same place and they all knew each other, then I start to have more doubt. Like, okay, maybe they just—it's a money
right,
grab. They're all in it together.
Against them, yeah.
But at least the way that it's presented in this story, here's a writer gets a tip, and I read some of the tweets that were out there in the public discourse 3 years ago. Gets a tip, starts investigating, goes to random places, and finds out there are women who say the same type of thing about Justin Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it doesn't look good. But I'm reserving judgment.
Is he married?
It doesn't look good. Yes.
He is married. Okay.
Yes. Married is, I think, his college sweetheart.
College sweetheart.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the places was called
That was his rookie year, the first accusations.
Yeah. Yes.
One of the places was called Oja's or OHA's in Pikesville. Their slogan, the staff wore this t-shirt, purple and black, we've got your back.
So kind of makes me chuckle.
So they were like a Ravens massage place? Is that
the team went there. Like more than like players before they hired it, like an in-house person.
Mm-hmm. Before that was a bunch of wives asking questions now.
If I'm the teams now, I'm telling my players, no more massage parlors. We're gonna hire masseuses. They're going to be in. They're in the facility.
That doesn't matter.
In the facility.
Far
I know. Yeah, of course. Of course. But Cakes, this is in 2012. Before teams have issued.
Sure.
Where you get treatment in house and everything.
Right.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably when you had to pay for your own treatment.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what happens.
It's too bad.
Next few weeks.
I know. When Drab was doubting himself yesterday when it didn't come out. And he's like, I'm sure a guy who's, in the church and all this. And he's like, we're smoking fire. You never know.
Yeah, it's all the show sometimes.
I didn't say it wasn't possible. I was just doubting a random listener.
No, I know, but I think
and
your fault was, I'm sure.
And knowing what we knew
sure.
about Justin Tucker before yesterday.
Right,
didn't
right,
seem
right.
likely.
But again, when the story came out about Deshaun, I'm thinking, these girls.
Deshaun had a great reputation before this, believe it or not.
Well, that's what I said to preface the conversation.
Then he starts settling lawsuits, and it's over.
I'd like to see this go through like a civil lawsuit or something, so you can have proper justice.
If
we can figure this out, if this really happened.
Some vetting.
I mean, yeah, but you got other massage therapists saying nothing ever happened. He was completely professional. So if somebody needs,
what do you say to that?
The Nubs second paper in Baltimore needs to.
What do you say to that? When I say to that. You can weigh it, but you can do something good 10 times and do something bad one time doesn't mean that you didn't do something bad.
Huh. Certainly, but it's not.
It doesn't look good.
It's not like you did it every time. I don't know. It's weird. You would think you would do it all the time, I guess.
Well, because
I don't know.
Sometimes
you
might.
Maybe you just feel it out and go, she doesn't seem like she would be down.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, you can always do that at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.